nature. As you struggle to balance and secure your health, safety, and livelihood, please be assured that Ultimate Health on Joy 99.7 FM remains your dependable and ultimate guide to healthy living. We've got you covered. If you're looking for dependable information and solutions that guarantee and protect your health and well-being, trust me, Ultimate Health is your best bet. Ultimate Health is a unique platform packaged to connect you directly to key health experts and practitioners. Tune in and join the family every Sunday at 2:05 p.m. on Joy 99.7 FM as we break down today's health issues in a smooth, easy-to-digest, interactive format designed to equip you with the skills and knowledge to meet today's health challenges. Ultimate Health is live on Facebook and YouTube. Don't miss it.
Seven FM.
with Health and Joy 99.7 FM. Isn't every Sunday, 2:05. We're alive by His grace. Have you done your cleanup? Yeah, we're supposed to have done our cleanups by now, huh? Well, I've got the class prefects in the house. They'll tell me whether your environs, is that the brothel? Environs is clean. Some time ago, we had a minister who was going to make Accra. I won't go there. Yeah. We've been looking at, you know, getting full comprehension of the environmental and health impact of the floods. I've got my bosses in the studio. Dr. Louisa Mate and Florence Fucci, both from the Accra Metro. I'll give their designations in a bit. But I do know that we organize cleanups around, I think, about 104 sites across Greater Accra. Friday, I think, organizations, workplaces were supposed to do some cleanup. And then on Saturday, residential areas, okay, I had to, should I say, scoot across to Asamankese for a funeral. So we'll get an update and then we'll look at some of the other downstream issues. Docs, hey, Doc and ladies, you're both welcome.
Thank you.
Auntie Louisa, is Accra clean?
Accra is clean, in progress. I'd like to add.
Ella,
that.
Getting clean.
Yes.
It's getting clean.
It's getting clean.
All right.
As humans, we make waste every day. Mm-hmm. So even as at Friday and Saturday, where we are supposed to be doing the cleanup exercise, we were still making waste because that's human. That's us.
Okay.
So yes, as at Friday, we initiated the cleanup exercise as you enumerated, and then Saturday we continued.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that Accra is clean to the extent that it won't get dirty again. So that's why I say it's in progress.
Okay, let me rewind and say, this concept, this notion of a clean city, right?
Right.
I guess it has its indicators or measures that we can look at to say a city is clean. But if I was to apply that to Accra and start contemplating its possibility, for me, we're nowhere near that, right? Flood or no flood?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Not because of the flood, but for me, we are nowhere near that. Okay? I've sat in this seat on this program as Ultimate Health at least since February 11th, 2003. I've seen mayors. I've seen politicians. I've seen the time when we had the Mortine waste paper bins. Mm. I've seen other waste paper bins that stood there and then they started to discharge from the bottom and they were not being emptied and so on and so forth. Mm. Okay? So is it really possible, even before we bring in flooding, right, to have a clean city? If I remember the late Jacob Echebi and other things, you know, I remember having bits and spats and fights with the, was it Nat Nunu Amatefio and many others, right? I remember, what's his name with the beard?
Honorable
Oku Bandepoy.
Yes.
Had a birthday party at Oudume Cemetery, said he was using his birthday to clean up the place whilst there was a mechanics workshop right there. So is it really a viable thing? I've heard others too also go into avoidance and say, we're going to plan a new city. So, before we get back to where we were last week, and I'm most grateful both of you are here, but is it something we should be talking about?
It's possible.
It is possible.
Because there are clean cities in the world.
They're not called Accra.
Yeah, so once it's there, clean cities in the world, it is possible for Accra to also be clean.
Okay.
Because it's human beings, it's systems, and perhaps good technology that has put those countries and cities into cleanliness. It's a mindset thing
good
as
technology.
Well.
Technology. Now good you go to mindset.
Mindset, systems. And so it's a question of, do we want to learn? Are we willing to
I've
get
there? I've been
doing
this program since 2003, and I've been on radio and media at least before then. Okay, I saw the advent of private or commercial radio. Okay, so and I've done all that back in the day. Dina Jokoto, please, what can you say about the castle and the rubbish at the Johnson of the castle? And she said, as for this one, it is political. We've done all that. Okay, you said technology, systems. When mindset. I started this mindset, when I started this, we didn't have WhatsApp, we didn't have social media, we didn't have blackboards were black and chalk was white. We've been flooding since. So, yeah, people come out, they respond to a call, they clean or attempt to clean. Some of the rubbish or muck is still on the roads, hasn't been collected. Okay, so that's why I'm asking you, though we are also looking at the environmental and public health, you know, when we set our policies, we set budgets for the year and so on and so forth, we also set health and environmental targets.
Yes.
So, are we anywhere near this, or do we need these wake-up tragedies before we start talking about this? And I've watched bodies being pulled out of cars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So what is wrong with us?
It's a mindset thing. And again, I'll talk about mindsets. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about systems. Mm. It's a collective thing to keep the environment clean. Mm-hmm. It's not only about...
We are all responsible.
Yes.
Okay.
So... question is, how much do we want our environment to be clean?
Mm.
And how much are we willing to pay for it? Because nothing good comes free.
But what if we paid what we were asked to be paid? You see, if you're paying property rates, you're paying the rates. Of course, there are those who are non-compliant. But largely, we'll hear all sorts of things and money's went here ahead, people arguing. People I have great respect and regard for. As to an amount or something spent on training and consultancy alone, mm-hmm. whilst the real job on the ground didn't happen. So, yes, I pay my rates. I pay this, I pay that. And if I don't pay, the metro or the authority has the right to sanction me.
Yes.
I've seen houses, they have house numbers. When we're numbering, we numbered them.
Yes.
We numbered them.
Yes.
But you've written remove after numbering it. It has a new number. And you've written remove. What the heck is wrong with us? You numbered it. All right? You gave a market woman a stall or no stall, but you collect something from her. And then we say systems, mindset. It boggles my mind, okay? Folks, you're listening to us. You can share. WhatsApp is 055-1111-997. Yes, I will pay my property rates. And if I haven't paid, I'm in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. But now you want me to join you guys to do some of the things that I pay for. Of course, I have neighbors who are not good neighbors. Mm-hmm. Right? When I report them to you, they'll tell me who's a big man and who's a small man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of big property rate and small property rate, at least in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're all in East Lagoon, you're all in East Lagoon.
Exactly.
So what is going on? Can we really attain this target we are talking about? Or is it just another policy or political season that we are in? Because I've met many metro health directors and so on and so forth in the past, okay? Many more active than others and so on and so forth. I've seen ministers knee-deep in water. And by the way, all of you officials who are wearing suede shoes and things to go in, are you kidding? You are going for a cleanup, you are wearing shoes. Why? I don't get it. That is mindset for me. Right? That is also mindset. Even if you are the president or head of state, please, I will look at your footwear.
9.7 FM.
And I will decide on the mindset. Okay? If somebody is holding your handbag and you are an official and you are knee-deep in water, you didn't go wake up with the right mindset. Not it, why I'm saying this. You didn't. Okay? There are boots. Get your peers and get the boots. Get in there. Then I know that we're serious. Okay, let me switch to Florence. Florence, you are wearing your reflector stuff and things. I know. I've seen you proper field work. Please, give us our marks over 10. We've done a cleanup.
Joy, 99.7.
We've done day one, day two. I watched on TV. I was totally aghast. Especially when there's military collaboration. I expect the discipline there, you know. You've now brought wheelbarrows which are now to be assembled. I saw it on TV. I'm like, we brought some. Last night they tried to assemble some. We've assembled 150. Please, are you now going to use the 6 a.m. to something to assemble wheelbarrows? Give us our marks over 10, please.
Okay, so...
how did we do?
Overall, our marks over 10, which one is lowest and 10 is high.
Okay.
I would say we've done about 5.5.
5.5?
Yes.
Greater Accra?
Greater Accra.
Okay.
We've done 5.5. Mm. Because the amount of waste that came out from people's home...
Mm-hmm. Came out or was brought out?
Came out though,
by the water
and mm-hmm. what they brought out from people's home, it was an eyesore.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Friday and Saturday, or let me say last week, Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
just Aveno here,
uh-huh.
Accra Metropolitan Assembly, we collected about 50 trips of waste from Aveno.
Okay.
Meanwhile, just last week, just ended Friday and
right.
yesterday Saturday, the waste that they brought out from Aveno.
You have seen a phenomenal quantum leap.
Yes.
In the volume of waste.
Yes.
That you as a metro.
Yes.
Had to collect.
Collect.
Now this is a metro that has mobilized extra capacity.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So if I go back to, let's say, metro running regularly, right? What kind of quantities would you have been looking at if people's waste was being collected normally?
So, metro running regularly at the day, Accra Metropolitan Assembly, we collect 800 tons per day.
Hmm.
Yes. No, 8,000 tons a day.
8,000 tons.
8,000 tons a day.
Across all our... Okay.
Yes. So, 8,000 tons a day. And out of the 8,000 tons a day that we collect,
Joy.
80% of the waste is being sent to the landfill site.
Okay.
And then 20% is what we see in our drains.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, we're looking at liquid and solid waste, Accra.
Yeah. Yes.
Folks, the reason I'm asking these questions is that, you know, I hear a lot of things. Sometimes even the media surprises me. But spin around contracts that have been terminated and this and this and this. Please, let's read and let's understand what is happening and what the antecedents are. Okay? I do believe, the officials will correct me if I'm wrong, what we experienced and the volume of rain we experienced, what we saw would have seen it. Even if those contracts were active. That's what I believe. Because I've looked at certain things, and I'm not doing politics, I'm not doing anybody's business PR for them. Okay? The truth is, the generation of liquid and solid waste is a big issue, and it's management. Anytime you hear the word management, please, that thing is not going away.
Yeah.
You're living with it. That is why it's called management.
Yes.
We don't have a waste elimination department. We have a waste management. Okay, and I'm not talking about Sissy Ayere. Okay, waste. So when we mismanage this is where we have these problems.
Joy.
I see you nodding. I hope you agree.
Yeah.
So now, we are not even talking about separating or disaggregating this waste. It comes one big mess, right? Figuring out what is metal, what is glass, what is wet, what is dry is another management issue. Okay, so I watch these trucks that pick up people's rubbish, and I know what the compactor is, I know what the refuse truck does. Okay, but they dump everything. And you see, when you're putting everything in some of these trucks, you are shortening the lifespan of that truck. Because ideally, in other places where those trucks work, it's been disaggregated.
Yeah.
So they know what they are putting in that thing, and they know how to turn out. Okay, some of the trucks they pass, they are leaking, they are dripping. Okay, so we're not doing these things well, and we have well-qualified personnel in a lot of these assemblies. This is where my heartbreak worsens. Okay, so I look at Florence and say, why, Charlie, this must be stressful. I'm sorry, flood or no flood. I look at Louisa, I said, this must be stressful. You see? So I'm trying to get a picture, because sometimes we listen to our policy and duty bearers, and of which they are, you know, part of this structure. But I look at them and say, some of the things you are saying, I don't see the layouts, sometimes even the budgetary allocation and the speed and urgency of it that will allow you to achieve that. I don't see that.
Okay. Mm. So let me say, we are all talking about flood.
Mm-hmm.
It is flood that brought all these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the big question is, the flood never starts with the rain.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with our actions.
Mm-hmm.
Because one person drops something somewhere,
yeah,
and say nobody will see me. The other drops something somewhere and say nobody will see me. Mm-hmm. When it starts raining, then we start using wheelbarrows. Mm-hmm. The water is carrying everything away. Nobody will see me. Because nobody will see me, nobody will see me. Then the little things that have been sent goes to clog a drain. Okay. And when the drain is clogged, it comes back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Then we start crying. We are getting flooded. Our cars are moving away. Mm-hmm. Our what is getting lost. Just as Dr. Lucia rightly said, it's mindset, it's systems, it's technology.
How do you
and
set
overall,
mind? Wait. How do you set mind? Bear in mind, you're speaking to a clinical psychologist.
Sure.
You see, listen, mindset. Part of your mindset is run by regulations, laws, sanctions, yes, and so on and so forth. So all these people shouting mindset, you see what is going wrong, right?
Yes.
Even on the new parallel road to the Spintex, you see what is happening. Somebody even erected a car wash somewhere where obviously it doesn't make sense. So please, when we start talking about mindset, the law of effect says any behavior that is rewarded will be repeated.
Yes.
Mm. Law of effect, Thorndike.
Yeah.
So indirectly, unconsciously, you are rewarding people. Somebody has built in the wrong place. You reward him by telling him he's a big person, so ways and means, they'll sort it out. As you are, Greta, I've seen all the structures that have been, and cars that have been pulled out of road medians, but certain people have not been touched. I'm very soon going to launch an agenda. I know houses that had removed. The remove has been removed. Right? The houses are there. I'll take house numbers, road numbers, and start sharing. I think Ghanaians should start doing that.
Yes.
So that is what sets mindset. And in the other countries we admire and we go to, that is why, Singapore, you can't chew gum and put it on. Look, in the 70s as a kid, I knew in Holland, we went to Holland, we were surprised, on the pavement in the 70s. There's a metal grid, you raise it when your dog wants to poo. And they've written Indigo. The dog is supposed to poo in that thing. It will be collected. In the UK currently, I don't know any park you can go where your dog can poo. You're walking behind the dog and you have a plastic bag on your hand. Mm-hmm. When your dog poo-poos, you collect it, you draw it, and you tie it, and you put it where it's supposed to go. That's why you go to parks and then suddenly your romance has come. Which park are you going to do romance in Accra? Even Children's Park is an eyesore.
Yeah.
And an eyesore to the person who was named after. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's where my departure comes. When we say, what is going to set my mind? In some countries, Charlie, police catches you, you know, you're going the full hog. He wants you to go around the corner so he can talk to you and sort it out. Mm-hmm. All right? That's the truth. So even when you've jumped the red light, you know, okay, what's the going rate? Some policemen even say, allow cash out. Yeah. Okay, that is what sets mindset.
9.7 FM.
Okay, years back, and I'm sorry, I'm going on about this because I feel for you, the officials, when you say this thing, right? Years ago, a sunny day in the UK, I decided to put the car on the curb, brought water from the third or fourth floor to wash my car. An old lady on the second floor said, "You can't do that. You can't do that. I'll call the council." I didn't even throw the water away on the pavement. I carried it back upstairs. I wanted to wash my car. The sun was shining. She says, "You can't do that. I'll call the council." Here you tell people, you report them, and they are in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I reported to the highest level of the AMA a couple of years back. And the officer who was coming, in fact, I went to pick him. Oh, but you know, you do something. So I said, hey, you are speaking to the wrong person. Please convince me what you were asking for is not what I heard. Because you know who sent me to you. My neighbors had messed up. And I'm taking you there. And you're saying, oh, no, Kofiel, but oh, they'll see where power. I said, I know where the power is. I've reported it. You want money from me? I have your name. I have your designation. And I returned the call that gave me your number. So, please, this mindset thing. How do we set minds when we don't want to sanction people? We don't want to do the right thing. Some people, straight away, court has sanctioned them. Now I hear, was it Kumasi says they're bringing back Saman Saman? Who took it away?
Oh, Bahame Sama Sama.
That's what I'm saying. Who took it away? And why is a regional minister or somebody talking as if he's doing something? I used to do house-to-house in Koligono. Koligono, there's no house I've been to with health inspectors. Sixth Form National Service. I was at Mampupi Polyclinic. Right? So so where is it? And are we sanctioning the people? Is the sanction too small?
Okay, so I think it's about the sanction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we use the sanitation bylaws.
Yeah.
And with the sanitation bylaw, we are now reviewing. The highest sanction is 100 penalty units.
Which is how much money?
It is 1,200.
Wow, actually.
Because a penalty unit is 12 cities. So sometimes you send somebody to court, the person pleads guilty, they end up paying 30 penalty units, which is about 350. So the person pays this peanut, goes back, do the same thing, and it is nothing. Mm. So I think it's high time we work on the sanitation bylaws within the various assemblies. Now we are reviewing. Now they've given us a ceiling up to 200 penalty units. So 200 penalty is about 2,500.
Which will still not clean my sitting room.
Yes. It's
not,
so it's all at the priority. So me always, what I say is, sanitation should be a priority. And if it is a priority, systems must be allowed to work. There shouldn't be interference. If somebody goes contrary to sanitation laws and the person is taken to court, courts should not follow up, telling whoever is handling the case, please, don't send the person to court. Do this.
Call from above.
Sometimes it becomes so disheartening when you want to work all out and such calls come. You see, formerly the environmental health was under the Ministry of Health. But now it has been brought directly under the local government service. That is the district assembly.
Mm-hmm.
So at the district assembly, you are working with your boss. Your boss is the chief executive.
The chief executive is the mayor.
It is.
But we don't use that title anymore.
Let's use. So I'm not using AMA alone. I'm using in general.
No, me, I'm using AMA.
Okay.
Because I want, you see.
I'm talking in general.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking in general,
okay,
because
general.
Accra is not Ghana. There are a lot. Ghana is large.
But
so,
our local government system, Florence,
yes,
is the same.
Yes.
I'm conversant with this system.
Sure.
That is where I know where I'm going.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You have, the assembly members are there. The unit committee members are there. An environmental officer is a unit within the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
You are not even a department.
Okay.
So you are taking somebody to court. Then your assembly member calls, you should stop the case. You are not stopping. It goes to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes to the next level. If you don't stop and then you still proceed with the case, then they will start talking. This person is like this. When the person is taking people to...
Come down to my level, okay? What is the tacking?
So they will tack you.
What does that mean?
Like when you are sending people to court and they are asking you shouldn't take the people to court.
Who is tacking you?
I just mentioned...
So hang on. Because
yes,
this is all part. And somebody says, preach, Norte, preach. I love your approach to that conversation. All right? Listen. So you, Florence, for example.
Yes.
Me, I don't mind. If they like, they should lose my name. The people who are attacking people, they should come onto my show and I'll attack them, papa. Listen, so it means that you will be discriminated against, you will be given troubles in doing your work.
Yeah.
For which you have been hired and retained.
Yes.
Right. So you are being frustrated.
Yes.
Okay. So within the system, the same system which all of you were marshaled and whipped, get out there, clean. Any official who doesn't go, please, that jargon doesn't work with me. I don't care what political designation you have. I work with people who are working. Right? So now, if Florence goes and says, I've sanctioned you, you're supposed to go to court and do this and this and that. All right? Then we know the money will go to the purpose. And of course, the person who caused me to, now I have due respect and regard for the work they do.
Yes.
That is why outside you can be a dustman, you can be a milkman, you are respected.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. But we dismantle these things and then we come and give all sorts of slogans, which I don't understand. I know cholera. I've done programs, okay? I know typhoid. In fact, one of the questions I mobilized my mind on today is that, so now that you brought us all out to clean, okay, I expected alongside that cleanup, the hygiene and the stuff, whilst you clean, because they'll bring sachet water right now, they'll all drink. The same people who are cleaning the drains, right, and their hands and water, they'll drink. They'll bring takeaway right now. They'll share. The same cholera and the same infection control we should be observing, right, will be messed up on the ground. Okay, so one of the questions I had is that you've given us our marks, okay, 5 point something. Now we're going into the wahala. But I expected that the communication should be, if you clean up the Tashinungwa or Jaolu, be mindful. Your hands and what you've been handling and so on and so forth, right? Go through this drill with your family, your children. Wash your hands, because you've been out handling this stuff. If your house was flooded, you have handled fecal matter, whether you know it, see it, smelt it or not. But I'm not hearing these kinds of messages. It's like, let's all get out and clean. And that means, and I heard the threats, if you don't get out and if you don't go, it will be fire. And this is, please, this is why I have a problem, okay, with some of these things. Maybe I shouldn't be living here. Maybe my hometown is somewhere else. maybe I'm not Ghanaian. Right? But I don't get it. You are in the drain. You are doing these things. You are bringing this thing out. How long that thing stayed on the side of the road is a critical indicator. Do you see?
Yeah.
That we must measure. How many trucks we have? Whose trucks are they? And so on and so forth. And for me, I've been in leadership in many realms, student leadership and all those kinds of things. And, you know, crisis is a time for a loss of bearing. So procurement and other things, that's when they go haywire. It was like, urgent expenditure, some money has come. That's when people do their worst. Leaders lose their bearing in times of crisis. And they are tested, especially in times of crisis. So mobilize this money, send it to this constituency. Grr. So, how are we looking at this? We've done the 2 days. I'm hearing that, we shall make it monthly. I don't mind if you make it weekly. But I do know I pay rates. Where do those rates go? Those people who come and collect property rate, this 1 minute they say send it to a mobile. Another minute they say a private company has been contracted to collect property rate. Another minute they say they've changed, it's gone back to the assembly. I don't see those people being whipped. I don't see them being sanctioned. So that is my worry. After these 2 days, we are going to go back to sleep and say, end of the month, they'll come and remind us. But I feel, essentially, we haven't really scratched the problem. I don't know what you think.
Well, like I said, it's work in progress.
Okay.
And many, let me see, this clean your environment, mm-hmm. Sanitation day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been something that we've been doing in Ghana for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's helpful than nothing.
Okay.
I mean, if we're just there, nobody does sanitation day, okay. Even with sanitation day, look at the filth that we gather
mm-hmm.
every time
Joy,
these things happen in rural. So for me, I think that the monthly sanitation days are something. It's a good idea.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
At least it reminds us every month.
It's polish on debt.
Well, for me, at least, you see, it gives us opportunity, if nothing at all, to clean your frontage, to clear your drains. If you live in an area where every time the drain is open, you see plastics in there and all that, your church comes together every month to go around some of those drains and clean them. The thing is, the church or that institution lives in an environment. Mm-hmm. It is those human beings and their practices that puts those things in our environment.
Okay.
So if collectively we would come together as institutions, churches, mosques, and groups to clean the environment together, I think that it keeps the sanitation thing on the fore.
Okay.
And so I personally don't think that it's something we should let go. For now, at least the monthly sanitation days, we should keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. I know that people actually feel frustrated about it. I mean, when we go out on sanitation days and we hear things like, we pay money, and so why are you asking us to come out on a Saturday in a month and clean? But then the thing is, I always say, if we are you're operating a store, and your immediate environment, a perimeter around you, is your environment. Mm. If you work, you should clean up after you.
Mm-hmm.
You have bins, so why don't you collect your rubbish and put them nicely in the bin? Yes, you're paying an institution, the AMA, to come and clean it. But does that mean that your immediate environment, you cannot even clean up after you and gather it? So it's a collective thing. People should see it as a collective responsibility, a communal responsibility, and not so because you are paying, let's mess it up, let's choke the gutters, and expect maybe the AMA to come in every now and then to come and clean. Okay. It's a lot of work already. Look at the number of daytime troop into the city of Accra. You know, recently I was speaking with a friend, and the friend said, you know, why don't you charge people three times what you charge in other municipalities in the AMA, because it's a capital. People come and sell their wares. Yep. If they're selling and making profit, why don't you charge three times? So that, I mean, in places like London, you just can't drive into some place.
So London,
if you want to come and do business in central of Accra and cause a lot of rubbish for us to clear, why don't we charge you for doing those things? And perhaps there are things we need to consider.
All right, 42 minutes past the hour of 2 on Joy 99.7 FM. The program, as always, on a Sunday is Ultimate Health, your ultimate guide to healthy living. I did human geography. I did geography. I did a big chunk of health, all right? What I went to do, I did pharmacology. I did this, but some of the things, I'm sorry, I don't get it. Listen, if you have a drink problem or you smoke, let's say, even weed, all right, and I put you in a facility and I detox you, right? That your withdrawal and your sustained withdrawal from that substance is under restricted conditions.
Mm.
The real test of it is when I let you out back into town,
right?
Mm-hmm. That is when we start talking about rehabilitation. Now bring it to this subject.
Right.
You organize these monthly, weekly things. That is restrained environment. It's like me putting you into a detox.
Mm-hmm.
When I let you live your life normally, are you controlled? Let me take another example. We mess up our money, we go to IMF. They bring people who talk to all our big men, they discipline themselves. Then they say, we are coming out of an IMF program. Then we go back to the same thing. I hope you are now getting my analogy.
Yeah.
So yes, you can get people to come out clean. But really, your essential measure is how they live on a day-to-day basis. Okay? I don't mind you saying mindset, but mindset also is the mindset of the public officials and systems and structures that are supposed to keep everybody on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Some schools, they close their gate at a certain point. Parents can give you all sorts of reasons for bringing their child late. After this point, you, mommy and daddy and child, you go home.
Yeah.
Children are crying, parents are angry, but it changes what happens in that school, especially if you want your child to be in that school. So the management and the behavioral mindset part of it, I am not lost at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why I'm taking on this. You share with me what you think. This was a good day, Joy. The kind of arguments Felix and other guests, what's this? Seems to be going somewhere else. Okay, No, it seems to be talking about sports. I don't know how it got into my WhatsApp. This one says, Ghana floods can be solved with health and safety management systems. Right. Political rhetoric and radio talk shows will do good. I can grant an interview on your request, Seth Amachi Achampong in Tema. Okay, you sound like you talk my language, okay? But I would wonder, if you got a position right now, what kind of things you buckle to? I listened to our coach. He resigned or left us and then said, we misunderstood. Our coach, Black Stars, was relying on placebo effect because he cannot claim the kind of changes people were claiming and attributing to him in that short term. That is why he couldn't repeat. Replication is evidence and indication of a system. You can do it again and again. Right? So, yes, Seth Amachi, I'll contact you. I see your number on my screen. Right? I've seen people change on me when they got a position.
Yeah.
Totally. They changed totally.
Sure.
This is why I've never had a position. Okay? Because I will not dance the dance people dance when they get positions. Right? I know some people are very angry with me and my line. But the truth is, where countries you admire and go and learn from. I know that people chasing carbon credits in Ghana.
Joy.
Right?
0.7.
And I know where they go and they come back. And they know it is big money. Waste to wealth.
Yes.
But when you come back and you are going to Koto, to Powers and other things, please, it won't work here. Period. It will not work. Okay? So, yes, a coach came. He's done certain things. But, yes, he did something. He was hoping, if we advanced right now, they'll say it is him. And he will accept it. You see? That is where the fundamentals will always expose you. Okay. This one says we can manage it. Great discussion. Which one is this? It's not... me with the property rates issue, I think those who collect the money, some don't give account to the office because some come without receipt. Please, if anybody wants to give it without receipt, tell the person already. I love the adverts they are running on scams, Echo Bank and other people, and they are laughing at the people who call you to scam you, right? Maybe we need something like that for the property rates and many other officials who are moving around. And sometimes there are companies that have been contracted. I'm aware of it as well. Okay. When you approach them, they give all sorts of excuses. So I think the authority can make it digital. Have a blessed day, Sarah Manful in Winneba. Okay? We make a lot of things. Look, I cannot understand and comprehend why ECG, prepaid. I've never heard MTN say that they have a shortfall in prepaid revenue. So I don't understand where sometimes ECG will say this. They'll say, oh, the amount you pay is not enough. I don't set the amount I pay, right? But you also come back and tell me you are not able to collect all of it. I have a problem. You see? So these are system things. If, MasterCard can recognize me irrespective of the country I'm in.
Yeah.
MTN can recognize me irrespective of the country I'm in. And then when somebody sits at a public office, then things pass somewhere. Right? I was at a bank recently. I said, I have a Ghana card. Why are you asking me to describe where I live? You have everything on that Ghana card. And much noise has been made about the Ghana card. Your house number, is it this? I said, you have it. What do you want me? Oh, give a place nearby. I said, are we still on this page? Right? This is all mindset. Okay? Are we still on this page? I have a Ghana card. It identifies me. It is linked to my SNIT, my driver's license, my TIN, my everything. But people are still going backwards with some of these things. Now, I'll tell you, great discussion this afternoon. Me, okay, I've read that. Okay? All right, so let's come back to some of these things. I clean my house. The company responsible for picking my rubbish every week comes at most twice a month. The rubbish we did from cleaning on Friday and Saturday is still in front of my house. Please ask the lady if she has ever been to Mokola during the monthly cleanup. It's a joke. The streets are cleaned and the rubbish piled on the streets. If they don't accept they are failing, how will they find a solution to the problem? There's no name to this, okay? They have said, and I agree with them, it's our collective responsibility, okay? As I entered Joy FM, I've seen clothes and other things. We did the same. I was very, very instrumental during the 2015 flood and fire. I brought somebody last week who is a survivor of that. We had mattresses, clothes, and stuff here. And I can tell you where some of the people who claim to have been affected came from. I kept a database.
Right?
Because, yes, sometimes the discussion seems as if only Accra flooded. But then you start to see some people, and they felt if there's a fund, they can access. So we can streamline these things. But I've seen us do it before. Okay, people are starting to do and find great job. Please, you can't bring stuff to Joy FM, which is now also mobilizing towards the response to the June 29th flood. Okay, so those things are good, but the systems must be helped to work. When I see officials, and they are frustrated, they want to work. Florence, I've seen them, the people, you know, people like Louisa, I've seen them, but I know that there are challenges. Right? Yesterday I was out in Samankisi. There was noise at the funeral. I said, hey, these people, we agreed we'll do a second show, but let me send a message. At short notice, they are here. They must be committed to something. They must be committed to service.
Joy.
But the people who frustrate, please, if you come to me with some suit and a coat of arms, please, 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 please. How is it that we're able to give people their four-wheel drives and everything? How? And certain things, we can't do it. As soon as you get a post, no, you've levels don't change. Those things will download. I don't understand.
99.7 FM.
Please let me say something. Mm-hmm. You see, we are talking about the mindset, and it's still the mindset too. Mm. Look, yesterday I was going around, even just this morning, mm-hmm. before I left my house, I passed through here before I got to the office. Mm-hmm. When I was going, all the streets around here, there wasn't any waste. Mm-hmm. When I returned and I was coming back, there are heaps of refuse pile around. Mm-hmm. Where are they coming from? Mm-hmm. People have generated this waste from their homes.
Okay.
But because they heard that they should bring their waste out, mm-hmm. the date for bringing the waste out is over. Mm-hmm. But they are still bringing it out to pile it on the street.
Okay.
The second one is yesterday, there is somebody whose whole cell was contaminated with flood waters.
All right.
Then rice, spaghetti, tea, oil, everything. Mm-hmm. This person, God knows where the person comes from. Mm-hmm. They collected all these things behind the dark of the night. They went and disposed of everything just direct opposite the mortuary road.
Mm-hmm.
Inside there. And people went and they were salvation. They were salvating all these things to take it their home. Some are taking it to go and sell. Mm-hmm. So this person that carried the things with the truck, couldn't the person have even called an environmental officer from wherever he or she, wherever their facility is,
mm-hmm.
for us to help them dispose of these things friendly? But they just took it because they don't want to pay for it. They don't want to be responsible. They disposed it there. So yesterday, on our way doing monitoring, we got there. People have collected rice, macaroni, everything. People were just going. It took us a hell to be able...
Essentially, people are harvesting the waste.
Sure, yes. To go and eat.
Mm-hmm.
Some are going to eat, some are going to sell.
Florence, let's do this. If I have a company, a business, right, and I'm listening to Joy FM right now, some of our stocks have been contaminated, as we have discussed with this. We did this last week. Is there a number I can call and be assisted to dispose of it, even if at cost? What should I do?
If you are within the Accra Metropolitan Assembly,
right,
you can call the Environmental Health Office.
Okay.
On 0244-421863.
0244-421863. Okay.
We will assist you how to dispose of this, because it is not your making. Maybe if you involve us, looking at the quantum of the loss,
mm-hmm.
we could even recommend you to management.
Okay.
And management can maybe have some support for you to assist you in a way.
Let me ask again. Is it illegal what you just described?
Yeah.
Is it illegal for me? I have a company, this has happened to us, and I took what has been affected and I went and disposed of it in this way. Is that crime?
It's a crime. It's illegal,
mm-hmm.
because the product you have disposed of there is contaminated. But because you have disposed it...
Just a second. People are saying, I opened the phone lines long ago, 0302216541. The phone has been... I have already done that, okay? Right? Please, feel free to call. We have a few minutes right
now. So, not just only the rice I was talking. Even from there, then we go to another side. This person has also come to dump soft drinks. that were also, and people were salvaging again.
It is a crime.
It's a crime.
Good.
It's all a right. crime.
Call the environmental desk. Give the number again.
0244-421-863.
They will come to your industry, your factory, your wherever, and they will help dispose safely.
Sure.
Of water has whatever has been contaminated,
and even fumigate the place.
And
for
fumigate
you.
The place. Okay. These are the things I love to hear.
Yes.
Right. I have somebody on the line. Okay. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nadi.
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking to?
Nana Kwesi.
Nana Kwesi, where are you calling from?
I'm currently at Hatchery.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live at Ayikuma.
Ayikuma.
Yeah.
Okay. Share with us.
I love you, okay? My love for you has gone up today.
Your love has gone up?
Yes.
Oh, you are of the wrong gender, please. Find me your sister.
Oh, I love you.
But go ahead.
Forget, before that thing, there was love. Mm-hmm. So I love you. Okay, solutions. You see, it's hard to do right in this country. That's why we are all suffering. If you do the right thing, you become the outcast. Because the wrong thing has been done that it's been the norm, and the writing is rather alien to us. So I'm proposing a solution. This one, it won't cost them much since they are coming from authority. So I'm suggesting that in our market, in our stations, car stations, all these places,
yeah.
they should engage all of them and tell them that henceforth, if we come and on this stretch is dirty, all of you on this stretch, you pay a first fine of 100 Ghana cedis. If we come and this place is dirty, they should apply the same thing everywhere. No matter what will happen is that these people will not litter around. Mm. They won't want anybody to drop anything there because they know that they are the ones who will be held responsible for it. And while we are doing this and we are providing whatever it is to collect this rubbish, they are also making sure that the people who are responsible to collect it from the stations, from the markets, you know, they are also coming to collect them.
Okay,
Nana?
Now let me break your heart since you are since you are in love with me.
Okay.
You see, the system we have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lorry stations, wherever, okay? They are all subject and under the same laws that we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a loyal listener, you see, I've done programs on even veterinary, and they tell you, by law, you're not supposed to slaughter animals in your own house.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Then let me speak Ghanaian English. We'll go and meet slaughterhouse. And whether they have the proper disease, and whether if everybody was doing the right thing, they can deal with the capacity. Do you get my point? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get
right?
you. I get you.
So, by law, you can't buy a goat and go and kill it anyhow
yes.
in your house.
Yes.
Right? So, in other parts of the world, you buy meat, it's even got a stamp on it. Right, from the butchers and so on and so forth. So I agree with what you're saying, but the things you are talking about and the sanctions exist. All right? But let me add the equipment. What did you say?
You were talking even about Zoom Lion and our contract. Zoom Lion's contract is only ended with YEA. They still have contracts with the assembly.
I've said that, but there's a reason I don't want to go into Zoom Lion because my statements are general.
I'm saying that they should have the people responsible to collect this rubbish when we are taking it, because if we provided bins whereby this rubbish will be put in so that they don't litter around, somebody is supposed to be responsible to collect them, right?
Thank you.
So those people too, if we are doing this, then it means that there should also be something that if they don't do their job, they're also being penalized for it.
Exactly.
Because until All right. we get there, it has to work 360 to achieve it.
Okay, thank you. We'll All continue right. the love affair off air. Okay? Right, great stuff. Right, we're almost out of time, but this is the same thing I talk about. You see, yeah. the mindset must not be a matter of, we talk a lot of, rubbish in this country. Go to court, do this, do that, fix yourselves. We heard this, and people turned it into a slogan, fix yourselves. But they will come and tell us they want office. Let me state categorically, what he's saying is right.
Yes.
If you sit on a system that is managed by sanctions, laws, bylaws, right? Somebody comes and sits on my program and said, you can't slaughter your own. And it's like, wonders, we never heard this. We knew, and it is there. Our public health bill, I remember fighting very hard for tobacco laws, so it took a long time. That is Section 6, right? But I know our public health bill inside out, right? So we'll go into these things again, but the people who are leading the charge to make our communities better are also constrained by these same mindsets. The only thing I'm doing is shifting the mindset goalpost so that they know the people sitting in parliament and say, yeah. I've watched them misbehave in parliament. I've watched them. They have not been sanctioned yet. They broke tables. They did whatever. That is mindset. Nothing happened to them. I have the videos. I can watch it over and over again. If your daddy was...